been one of those busy weeks. It's also been a sick week. It's been a week of listening and looking, and I look at the one ahead, I'm like, I've got appointments every day this week, plus all kinds of other stuff, and I'm like, okay, Lord, the year is off and running. And everything I speak this morning echoes in my head because my ears won't pop. So I sound like I'm in a drum, so if I sound weird this morning, it's just who I am today. Today is old Christmas. 1 year ago today, you know what it was doing? Snowing. Snow everywhere. Most churches did not have worship last year on this Sunday because it was blanketed in snow everywhere and ice and all kinds of stuff. We never know the changes. We never know what's going to happen from year to year, from day to day, and how our lives will change in the midst of that. A prime time for worship today comes from Matthew's Gospel, the second chapter. Verses 1 through 12 is the visit of the wise men, the magi, those astrologers that come. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." And when King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is a shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men, and he learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them unto Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for this child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay homage to him." And when they had heard the king, they set out. There ahead of them went that star that they had seen in its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and they paid him homage. And they opened up their treasure chest, and they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the word of God this day for us, his children.